Welcome to Very Fine Friends bonus improv.
Super bonus.
Oh, super bonus.
It's bonusing.
So juicy and bonusy. Joe, can we get a suggestion for a bonus improv?
Your suggestion is gay grace.
No.
Just kidding. It's contrition.
Contrition?
Yep.
That's the word.
Can I tell you? Sorry. I actually have something to say, and I don't know why I'm stumbling over it so much.
It's okay.
So, growing up Catholic, right? You have your first confession.
Right. Was it in a nice box?
The confessional?
Like in the movies, how it's like a super nice box with like a really nice screen and a super hot priest in the next...
No. Not that kind of a movie. No. It was a regular... stop ruining this, Francis. Okay. So I remember, so you're like 8 years old when you get your... Right. So I was like 8 years old. And my younger brother Jake would have been 5. And I'm sure that we didn't get along at the time. But anyway, I don't even remember what I confessed, but like little kids' first confession stuff is like hilarious. It's like, I hit my brother, or like, I didn't clean my room or whatever, like cute stuff like that. But I remember afterwards there was like a party at my parents' house, because there was like other kids, like other families that had kids that also had their first confession. We had a party at the house. And so then I remember being outside, and there was like this wall like near the garage, like a little like half wall. It's probably like 3 feet up maybe. And I was walking on top of the wall, and then my brother Jake wanted to get on the wall. And he was like struggling to get up. So like I like reached down and I helped pick him up, and I was like, wow, what a good person I am. Like in my head, I remember thinking, it's like, wow, I really am filled with grace from being free from sin, because I am helping Jake out. And I have a distinct memory of thinking this and being like, man, yeah, like God's grace is really inside of me because I'm being nice to my brother. And I don't think that lasted very long. Also, I got a Game Boy as a kid from my grandparents as a confession gift.
For your first confession?
For my first confession. I had a Game Boy that lasted 10 years, because it broke when I was a freshman in college. I brought it to college.
All because you confessed.
All because I confessed, yeah.
I don't know if I ever did that. And I was...
You never had a confession?
I don't think so. Nothing is...
You went to a Catholic school, though,
right? No, I didn't go to Catholic school. I just went to a Catholic church. Got my communion.
Oh, you would have had to have had confession before.
Why don't I remember it? What happened
in there? I don't know.
Gave me a fuzzy navel.
Yeah, did you happen to give your confession to one of your dad's friends?
It was in a van, a Catholic van.
Was it in a nice van? Like in the movies, they always have like a nice van with like nice screens and panels.
Yeah.
With
Stop nice, ruining
no
this,
windows
Joe.
On the back of it.
And now, improv.
I just wanted to say, you don't have to say thank you that I didn't hit you with my car.
What?
I just want to say, I'm sorry. I know you, we don't really know each other that well, but I saw you walking, and you kind of... You walked in front of my car as I was pulling into the mall parking lot. And
I had the right of way. It's a mall.
No, you didn't. You were very far from the crosswalk.
Okay.
Actually. And I almost floored it, and I didn't.
What?
And I wanted to just say, you don't have to thank me for that.
You almost floored it?
Like I almost did, but I didn't. And you're welcome, but you don't have to say thank you.
I'm not going to say thank you. You just told me you almost floored it.
I almost.
Sicko, what do you mean?
I didn't.
Okay.
I am a good person. That's what I wanted to say to you.
I absolutely disagree with that. And I do think we know each other. I know I've seen you at the store. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
What's your name?
Jezebella.
I'm writing that down.
Okay, well, if you want it for my thank you card, I'm telling you, you don't need it.
You're not being thanked.
Why don't?
I have a hard life. I was on the phone just now.
And it could have been a lot harder. You're welcome that it wasn't.
Oh, okay, so you're saying that if I think about breaking your door down tonight and going up the stairs and choking you to death in your sleep, but I don't, you can thank me?
Yes, if I wake up tomorrow unchoked, I will thank you.
Well, we'll see about that, won't we?
I look forward to it. And then, you know, I would say don't, I won't say this makes us even if you don't choke me, but, you know.
There's nothing to be even. Why are you driving so slow and following me while I'm walking still?
Lemon poppy seed muffins, if you're getting me a thank you gift. That's just, if you're going to do that, that's.
Oh, if I'm going to do that?
Yeah.
I like not crazy women that I see at the store.
Well, if I find one, I'll try to send her your way.
Okay. This has gone on
women,
long
am
enough.
I right?
you, am I right?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. And, you know.
My name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm Jezebella.
I know. Listen, you've got problems.
You're welcome. You're welcome for the rest of your life.
I don't need that. I don't want that. Okay? I'm going to the mall. You're nuts. Smell you later.
Cut to 37 minutes later inside the mall. I was going to give you a flat tire on your shoe.
You?
I was going to give you a flat tire on your shoe. I could have, I was walking behind you and
a flat tire on my shoe?
Yeah, you know when you step on the back of somebody's shoe and it like their foot pops out of it because you're holding their shoe down?
Why would you do that?
Because it's a really funny thing to do when you were walking right by the fountain where there was a lot of teens around. And I thought it would be really funny because you would have looked really stupid, but I didn't do it. And the teens are now no longer, they're not making fun of you. And I just wanted to say you're welcome.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Hey, by the way, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh,
because
when
you were on the escalator, I had this really distinct thought that maybe I could push you down to the floor and your hair could go in the escalator and then it would rip it off and you'd be partially bald.
Oh, well.
For no reason at all. You're welcome.
I actually look really good bald, so I would have been fine with that. So I'm not going to thank you for that. I'm sorry. Because that would have been worst a lateral move for me, but I remember when Britney Spears shaved her head and I did it with her in solidarity and I got nothing but compliments. So actually I forgive you for not doing that to me.
Oh, this bitch.
Okay. I just want you to know that I'm looking out for you, buddy. Okay.
I can't handle this right now. I've had a lot on my plate. It's been not nice knowing you. I don't want to ever see you again. Cut to that night at church. What?
Hi.
Are you doing here?
Hi.
Jezebel?
Jezebella.
I was insulting you.
Oh. Well.
Too dumb to notice.
Okay, well, not really, because there's something else
I need. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
No. This is not a thank you situation.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Okay. I was thinking that you are a fine-looking gentleman, and you probably have a fine-looking wife. And I thought about seducing your wife. I thought about it. And I did it. I'm sorry.
You slept with my wife?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So I guess we're even now.
You slept with my wife?
Yeah. I thought about it, and I did it. See? See? Isn't it worse when I follow through on my thoughts then when I don't? So now do you want to thank me for not hitting you with my car? Or for not giving you a flat tire in front of those teens? Huh?
Jezebella.
Yeah?
I just came to church for a quick prayer. We're sitting Shiva tonight. She's dead.
I didn't say I liked it. It's seen.